that accuse its troops of attacking and cutting off Gaza's largest hospital are false. The BBC's Paul Adams is in Jerusalem.
Now, the Israelis say, no, our fight is not with the patients and the staff of these hospitals or with the civilians who are sheltering around those places. Our fight is with Hamas, and it is our belief, and the Israelis have presented some evidence to support this, that Hamas are using these facilities as cover in the course of this war.
So the U.S. has confirmed the Israeli claims, but says Israel should move cautiously. Dr. Mohammed Obeid with Doctors Without Borders says the situation at Al-Shifa Hospital is dire.
There is no electricity, actually. There is no water. There is no food.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has shot down talk of a current Palestinian government playing a role in Gaza after the war, saying, quote, there won't be a civilian authority that educates their children to hate Israel, to kill Israelis, or to wipe out the state of Israel. The U.S. military says one of its aircraft has crashed in the eastern Mediterranean during a training operation. A statement says there's no sign of hostile action. It doesn't say how many people were aboard or what happened to them. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. With 6 days until a possible government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson has made a proposal that may sound very familiar. Bloomberg congressional correspondent Eric Wasson.
This is an interesting development for Speaker Johnson, who's a darling of the conservative right in the House. Many expected him to go along with the conservative demands for immediate spending cuts. This could basically end the honeymoon period that he's enjoyed since being named Speaker after the ouster of Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy was ousted for putting a very similar bill, a 48-day, basically strings-free stopgap bill on the floor.
The House returns to work on Monday. Former President Donald Trump was a TV star in the boardroom. Now he wants to be a star in the courtroom. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Donald Trump's criminal trial here in Washington in the 2020 election conspiracy case is set to begin March 4th. There are no cameras permitted in federal courts nationwide, but a media organization has filed a motion seeking to allow them in this case, and Trump has signed off, saying every person in America and beyond should have the opportunity to study this case firsthand.
On this Veterans Day, President Biden has spoken about their bravery and dedication at Arlington.
Our veterans are the steel spine of this nation, and their families, like so many of you, are the courageous heart.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
This is your...
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. The Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You made it to Saturday night. Welcome to local music right here in Madison. It's Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by our sponsor, Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, vape, visit IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Double Dip starts off the Saturday night with the Rousers.
Thank you.
This is Max Inc. Radio. I got to tell you, Rocker, I was stuck in that crazy traffic. Once the game's over, it's over. Everybody leaves that stadium like it's on fire. I was like, holy cow. There's cars everywhere, back to back, bumper to bumper, all the way downtown. I was thinking to myself as I passed the old studio, wouldn't it have been great if tonight we did it in the old studio? And then I realized none of the buttons would work there.
What game was tonight? I've been busy setting up bands.
Honestly, I don't know. I didn't pay attention. Which the Badgers. It's Badgers. They're playing someone, and I'm sure they won. Everybody looked in good cheer. We've got lots of great stuff coming up tonight on Max Inc. Radio, right?
Oh, Rob, we got a lot of good stuff. You know, Terry, she's off for tonight, so it's me and you here in the studio, and we have lots of stuff. Green Delivery Service, we're going to be talking to Jeff. They have a brand new business that just started up in Madison, and you can guess what they're delivering. And music makes a difference. Bill Zohr, the director, he's going to be coming in. You know, my birthday's coming up.
Happy birthday,
and,
Rocker!
It's still a couple of weeks away, so we're taking a couple of weeks to create a fundraiser. We created a fundraiser on Facebook for Music Makes a Difference. So Bill Zohr will be in here to tell us all about Music Makes a Difference. Secret Menu, the band, they'll be in talking to us at 7:30. And hopefully we'll hear from Jimmy K down at the High Noon Saloon. He's supposed to meander in there at some point. And then live in the Lair, the Feastet. It's going to be jazz.
I love
it's a jazz band. It's crazy. We had them setting up in here. They're all sound checked, ready to go. It sounds incredible. Of course, Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. with Jimmy K. He's going to load up the best Wisconsin hard rock and heavy metal. And let me tell you, Rob.
Yes.
We have a lot of stuff coming up live in the Lair. Mm. Let me tell you about a few of these things.
I mean, that list is huge, Rob.
This list is huge. We have on the 18th, Amelia Ford from Green Bay. On the 25th, that's Thanksgiving weekend, Tani Diakite and Afrofunk All-Stars.
Oh,
that is
going to
be insane. Yeah. Corey Hart's in here on the 2nd of December. Poopy Costello and the New Hiram Kings in here on the 9th.
Work.
On the 16th. That's going to be wild. Six-piece band.
How are you going to get them all in here? It's going to be crowded.
Tonight we have a six-piece band.
Oh. Well,
we know how to do it.
We've got it down, right?
We got it down. Katie Powderly, she's going to be here Christmas weekend, coming out from the East Coast. And then Blame It on Kane, Milwaukee band on the 13th. The Almas, a national band. They just won Rock Band of the Year at the Josie Awards in Nashville.
Sweet.
And then Kaylin Cole, our good friend, she's going to be back here March 2nd. So you know what? Hey, give us email.
Yeah.
Say, hey, my band would be interested in playing in the Lair.
Yeah.
We're booking shows.
That's how you do it. And it's a great place to really get exposure, right? I mean, just get yourself on local radio right here in Madison.
All across Wisconsin.
The whole state. That's right, Rocker.
Indiana.
You lean over slowly and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand upon my back and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can think. So why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Forge the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
can't see with my head up in the clouds. I might get stuck inside a car, travel far from where you are. Just a phone call, something I can take when I drift away. Touch the ground, bring me down. I can't see with my head up in the clouds. When the walls are torn away and there's nothing left to say, but be my shelter, something. Something I can take.
Rocker, last night, I don't know if you follow the Mascot Theory on that social media stuff, but they like packed everybody in this little tiny car and drove up to Appleton last night. Yeah, I think Nick actually had to ride in his own car because of the bass, right?
So, wow.
Yeah, I know. The whole band went up there. Of course, the Jayhawks were up there. Beth, her band was up there. It just sounded like a super great time. Tonight, they're doing the live stuff here in Madison at the Barrymore. And, you know, you can't park over there either.
Well, you know, it's really great that they were able to, you know, grow this show to theater size, right? Yeah. And bring in, you know, the Jayhawks, which are just a, you know, legendary band from Minneapolis. And, you know, last night I saw some pictures from the theater up there in Appleton. That place looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Barrymore is just a great place to see a band and play. Great to see those guys having so much success.
Yeah, success. And sold out. Bam. And, you know, and just in honor, I'm wearing my flannel. Yeah, just that and the weather. It sort of all came together today. Coming up in just a little bit, too, Green Delivery Services. Rocker, I'm really excited to find out what this is all about.
It's a brand new business in Madison, and they're delivering, well, green services. And we're going to find out all about it. Jeff just stopped in here, and he's got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I'm excited. Jeff, welcome. Yeah, I didn't turn on your mic. Sorry, Jeff. He gave the thumbs up, though. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pay the bills, and then we'll be back with all sorts of great local music and also talking to Jeff. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the spaceship.tv today. The spaceship.tv.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. talking to the devil. Talking to the devil. Let me tell you what it says.
Sweet Delta Dawn, Max Inc. Radio. All right, Rocker, I did some detective work when I was in there a minute ago, and I made a connection. Like, help me out with this. Jeff has a Sweet Delta Dawn hat on, and that made me think that maybe there's a connection there. Maybe.
Jeff is in Sweet Delta Dawn. Well, they're kind of on hiatus right now, but his most current band is called Elements.
Oh,
kind of
yeah.
An EDM bass music. And we might find out about a little bit about that.
Cool.
Rob.
Yeah.
Green Delivery Service is a brand new boutique delivery business that just opened up in the Madison area. Green Delivery Service brings high-grade hemp cannabis products and smoking accessories to you.
To me?
To you.
Right now.
Rob, is that the doorbell?
I think it was.
Oh, my gosh. It's Jeff from Green Delivery Service. He just stopped by the studio. Jeff, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You know, Jeff, tell us about your new startup and how you got into this business and, well, what makes it legal? I mean, what business is this?
Okay. So, like you said, this is Green Delivery Service. We bring high-grade hemp cannabis products and smoking accessories to you. A few years ago, a new law passed. It's the 2018 Farm Bill, and it says that any hemp products containing less than 0.3% active Delta-9 THC are legal. So therefore, all of these products that we're carrying are legal. They have low active Delta-9 THC, but they have a very high level of THCA. When THCA is heated, it converts into our lovely friend, Delta-9, and, you know, the enjoyment ensues. basically, it's kind of like this new thing that's happening around here. A lot of people, even stoner friends of mine, don't even know about it. You can go down to the street. You can go. There's four or five places on State Street right now that sell hemp cannabis products. I mean, to be blunt about it, it is essentially cannabis, but it's being legally classified as industrial hemp because it contains less than 0.3% active Delta-9.
And then so now you can go to your website, you can order a product, it'll get delivered to you. Do you need to be a resident of Madison?
You don't need to be a resident, but you need to be in Madison. So you have to
be visiting in
the Madison city limits. We go all over the entire city. But yeah, if you're just visiting or you're staying at a hotel or a friend's house or you're hanging out at a park or wherever, you can pop on your smartphone, go to our website, Green Delivery Service, LLC, and you can place an order. We'll bring it right to you wherever you are. We've got great prices and it's high quality products. And I mean,
so I can just like use my credit card or
you
like
can use
Venmo
your credit card,
or PayPal or what?
Everything, all the above, all electronic payments. We don't accept cash. So it's contactless payment only. It's for 21 plus only as well. And that'll be verified on the website as well as in person when the delivery is made.
And now tell us a little bit about some of your products. I mean, what do you carry? You were talking about some THCA products.
Yeah, so I've been a cannabis connoisseur for over 20 years personally. As my friends say, I'm kind of a pot snot. So it's with this business, my focus is like it's specifically a boutique store. I'm only going to carry really high grade products that I like. That's why if you go to the website, it seems like there's not very big selection. It's because these are the things that I like. I only buy these specific papers. I only buy these specific raw cones. I only use these specific lighters. And this is like 20 plus years of smoking experience. And I'm trying to put that into like a specialty company and then deliver those products to you.
Do you have a favorite?
favorite rolling paper right now, the ones I'm carrying. Yeah, they're raw black rolling papers. They're amazing.
Wow.
The favorite strain online right now is probably the lemon cherry gelato. It's just like a really delicious, nice, smooth hybrid. It's very tasty. It's got some nice tropical terps. And
now, so people can start looking while you're talking, what's your website? Where can people find this online?
Okay, so you can find us on Yelp. If you just Google Green Delivery Service and find Yelp, we'll be on there. Otherwise, you can go to Linktree/Green Delivery Service LLC, and that'll bring us to our website as well. And of course, we've got a business cell phone as well, 608-616-9918, and that's Green Delivery Service.
Wow. Now, Green Delivery Service, you have some specials going on right now to kick off your opening. Tell us about the free gift to the first 100 customers.
Yeah, so we just launched on November 1st. So we've been open 10 days officially today. Like you said, first 100 customers get a free gift, and that's going to be, it'll be random for each person. So it'll be either a pre-roll, a lighter, rolling papers, cones, a grinder, or a Green Delivery Service sticker or something cool like that.
Wow. And let's give the website again. That is greendeliveryservicellc.com, correct?
That's actually not the website. The website is Linktree/Green Delivery Service LLC.
Oh, I see. So it's a Linktree. So Linktree.com/ Oh, I don't even know what it is. Just look for the.
I'm already on Yelp right now, so I can see it right here.
You found it?
If you just go to Google and type in Green Delivery Service, Yelp will pop up, and we're right on there.
Right there. So easy.
Perfect. Wow. It just sounds like an incredible business. We wish you a lot of luck in that.
Well, thank you. I think it's a unique idea. Some of the things that make us special are that we stay open later than all the other places in town.
Oh, yeah. That's good. What? How late do you deliver?
So, like, most places are closing around, like, 8 or 9, but we'll deliver until 11:30 midnight.
Wow.
And like I said, it's the full city, and, like, just check out the website. You'll be surprised. It's legit and it is legal. I had friends texting me being like, is this flower legal? Are you sure this is okay? I'm like, yes, everything's above the board. It's a legit legal business. I have a legal LLC. I have specific permits to be able to sell this type of product. It's amazing. It's like a little secret that people don't really know about. You can literally go down to the street and buy weed.
Now, how do you see this, you know, starting to affect the rest of the state? I mean, we're down here in Madison. We live in this bubble down here. But this is, I've seen some of this out in Sun Prairie. I've seen it in Middleton.
There's places in Wisconsin Dells, Beaver Dam as well. And they're all selling these THCA products. They're selling Delta 8 products, hemp flower, legal cannabinoids in Wisconsin. It's legit. It's happening. And whether or not we technically have actual medical cannabis or recreational cannabis, we have legal hemp products that contain high levels of THCA. So essentially, folks, we basically have cannabis.
The loopholes, the legal.
Whoever wrote this law, praise them. They are awesome.
Wow. Well, it's pretty neat to hear about. That's Green Delivery Service. We have Jeff in here right now. You can go to the website, their Linktree, search out Green Delivery Service on Yelp, and you can go online, order till nearly midnight anywhere in Madison.
Yeah, right? Go order right now. I'll swing by.
You'll swing by. All right, Rob. Jeff, thanks so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rocker. Appreciate you.
Here's Blythe now. Take me and bake me. On Max Inc. Radio.
All damn well. right.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Coming out.
Hey, pretty lady, tell me what you wanna do. I would climb a mountain as long as I am next to you. Show me how you boogie, baby, dance with me tonight. We're gonna lose it to the music, make you feel alright. Tell me what you're missing. Let me show you I will listen. What is your prescription for love, for love, for love, for love? We're causing a commotion in here. My love is not a crime, and I think we've got time for one more beer. It's no surprise that you've got me feeling this way. Look into my eyes, baby, I've got something to say to you. Tell me what you're missing. Let me show you I will listen. What is your prescription for love, for love, for love, for love? Show you I will listen. What is your prescription for love, for love, for love, for love?
Jin Mill Howell, Max Inc. Radio. They're going to be at the Main on the 18th. Now these guys, Mustard Book tonight, right here in Madison, high noon. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Fear and panic steady all around. A sickness comes and engulfs the
them, hear them tonight. All this local stuff is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston, in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. And the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, live music. Go to FullMileBeerCompany.com. Porky's Groove Machine now on Max Inc. Radio.
Tune into the club, shaking out the salt and pepper hair. The party stops, all eyes are on this well-seasoned pair. Who are these elder flowers shrouded in mystery? Oh, don't you recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary? They are the Spice Girls. Style is in mint condition. Oh, you know you don't need a cardamom of a mom when her moves are sweet as cinnamon. Oh, they are the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
They're not here to give you sage advice. They came out to spice up the night.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
That's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
That not only is there two shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret? Every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King. We're 6 days away from the